we want to think about from protest to process as being rooted ideally in some type of emotion, some type of moral, if you will, instability that then compels us to move. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam linked this to movement in the famous hadith where he says, if you see an evil, obviously if someone recognizes evil, that's a moral judgment as well as a Sharia judgment that now is compelling them to one of three things, right? If you, man ra'a minkum munkaran, whoever from amongst you sees munkar, something which is detestable and evil, فَلِيُغَيِّرُوا بِيَدِهِ, then let them change it with their hand. And if not with their hand, then with their speech, and if not with their speech, with their heart, وَذَلِكَ اللَّهُ خَلِيمًا. But the point is that there was a movement in that person, a moral, if you will, sort of fault line was broken that compelled them to act. So this idea that feeling upset, feeling angry, feeling sad is somehow a sign of weak iman does not align with the Sunni theology.